This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
All right.
Oh, it's coffee for the ears.
That's
there.
Right. Wake up.
Good morning, people. This is WRFL Lexington. You're listening to Trivial Thursdays, and this is my friend Wynn Morris is here. And this is the
Hi.
Wynn Morris Messed Up Christmas Show, edition number
something or the other. Semi-annual.
Edition number.
Yeah. I just thought it'd be nice just to get people, to wake up first thing in the morning.
But we'll just get that out of the way, I would say, except there's probably more.
Oh, there's more, Got a really good Krampus song too.
Right.
That
this is the time of year, the magical time of year when drags all of his Christmas music.
Try to figure out where everything is and collect it up and get ready to and again show up with about
20
hours worth of music, and we try to cram in as much as much as we can in two short hours. They will seem short to us.
Got started right away there.
Yeah.
So jump right in. The first thing, I didn't think it was a Christmas song until halfway through there. So
it was very clearly Santa Claus is coming to town. And what I found with a lot of, especially like hard rock and metal bands, is they form these sort of, they just do one song. So it's people from other bands. So I haven't heard of it. This was the Redfield All-Stars, and it's just on some compilation. That's all I know.
So how is that? I mean, there's somebody in some death metal band and they want to do the song.
No, it's likely somebody's label or agent says, hey, we're doing this Christmas compilation and we need you on it.
Most of the band is like, I don't want to do that, but there's one.
Yeah. So then, the one guy's like, yeah, I'm in, no doubt. And after that was another kind of similar. It's like Blasco is what they are going to. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know who a lot of these people are, but Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we were, as we were listening, I was saying, this is until we get a 9-pound hammer, Christmas song, that will have to suffice.
I'm a little, right now I'm just having a moment. I didn't bring any music. It really makes the most sense for you just to have all the music, which you do.
Maybe so. Yeah, I guess.
But I'm a little sad. It might even be the second year running that I forgot to bring the Ace Christmas album.
Yeah.
Because I listened to it the other day. This was a Christmas compilation of local bands that came out many years ago, and it's so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It came up last night at the screening. Not last night, Jesus.
It did.
At the screening on Sunday night of Jingle Bell Rocks, Mitchell Keeson's film about collecting Christmas music,
which was great.
And I think he actually, before he left town, he got to CD Central and bought a copy. So
I was hoping and thinking that he would.
He did.
And that's funny. The Q&A, which you chaired, it was all I could do not to raise my hand and do like the get that. Because somebody said there's this Christmas compilation of Lexington bands. Somebody I like, they don't talk like that. Right. I don't know. But yeah, it's so good that I was like, yeah, go get that.
Get it. Yeah.
So
he made it and got it. So one of the great Christmas music collectors in the U.S. has a copy of the Ace Magazine Holiday.
But you didn't bring one.
So I didn't bring one.
Me either.
I just kind of in the past couple of days, and especially last night, just kind of went down the rabbit hole of just, there's so much stuff out there. And even having been sort of, collecting, I'll do this on radio with air quotes collecting, because a lot of it I don't kind of hang on to vinyl and that sort of stuff. I'll get it, burned, just whatever it might be. But you just find stuff constantly that you didn't know existed. This is not really new stuff, just stuff that's
talking about Christmas
out there.
Music.
Christmas music. Yeah, oh yeah. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so, just checking.
So we're just going to kind of let her rip and just try to get people in the Christmas spirit. And there's, it's a fine line between interesting and fascinating and bad and weird and all that sort of thing, as goes the holiday music thing. Often I'm drawn to what might fall under the bad category. So there will be some of that.
But that's air quotes there.
Yeah, exactly. Not. Well, I mean, in most cases, the people who produced this music did not think it was bad. But that's, you know.
And it's worth pointing out in general that when people make a tip of the hat to artists in general, people who make movies, who make music, so forth and so on, there's an incredible amount of work that goes into it. And almost never, I would say, is someone like being like, oh, this is so terrible. Let's just keep doing this.
Terrible harder.
So it's sort of fun to pretend that, but there's also at the same time kind of a tip of the hat to anyone who tries to do anything, basically.
Yeah,
it's by me anyway, and you too, I think.
It may come off as fairly random. I think you just had your one little block of like where I actually had enough forethought to put two like metal songs together.
Man behind the curtain? Quit talking about him.
Yeah. So I guess you're here to hear some music. You, the listener.
Right.
So why don't we kind of roll?
We'll continue. Right, this is Wynn Morris's Messed Up Christmas Show on WRFL. For the next 2 hours, we'll be listening to selections from WRFL's second music director, Wynn Morris's collection of bizarre, curious, peculiar, charming, lovely, and otherwise Christmas music that you hopefully haven't heard before.
Here we go with a little Homer and Jethro.
There you have it.
The King Sisters.
The King Sisters. So that was like a kind of a Caribbean Christmas thing, right?
Yeah. Or at least it's called Christmas.
Christmas. Or at least it was designed to sound that way.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know anything about the King Sisters, but that was them.
What was that? What do we have prior to that?
Oh, that was the Leuven Brothers with Santa's Big Parade,
right,
off of their Christmas record, which unfortunately is not titled Santa Is Real. It should be.
Because
of their Satan Is Real album.
Oh, see, yeah.
It's a Leuven Brothers inside joke, man.
Yeah, I know. It went right over my head. I'm thinking of them as just being super, super seminal country, early country people, right?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. One of the best of the bunch.
Who get weird sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Diana Decker before that with I'm a Little Christmas Cracker, and I was talking to Mick if he knew what a Christmas cracker was.
And I thought it was me.
Yeah. You're not from Florida. But it's the little kind of bang things. That's why the banga, 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 the little psh, and I guess like they have toys and candy.
It looks
and
like
stuff
a giant, there, so the Christmas crackers look like giant, Brock's candy, is that what they're called?
yeah.
Like it's twisted up, or a Tootsie Pop, Tootsie Roll or something like that. And you pull the ends and it goes pop. And there's like a less than Cracker Jack worthy toy inside of it.
Right. Some plastic something.
Or usually it's like so we do this every holiday, and usually there's a tissue paper crown in there. That's what you want. That's what you're going for, is the tissue paper crown.
Wow, there
which,
you go.
Which you put that, everybody puts those on, and then it sort of really unpleasantly collects the sort of grease off of your forehead and kind of sticks to your head.
And the ink sort of like comes off on your... All right, well, so, I'm glad to hear
about
it.
Or you might get a tiny magnifying glass.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, Adam Faith with Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop.
Okay.
And Homer and Jethro started with Santa Claus, the Original Hippie. From A Cool, Crazy Christmas with Homer and Jethro. And I got more. If y'all want to hear more, want to hear more Christmas music? Everybody out there? Yeah, I think. So, this is Wynn Morris's
Messed Up Christmas Show. We're very happy to present it every year. Continuing this tradition, this Yule log tradition.
Yeah.
Some kind of log,
Yule
anyway.
Yule log.
selections from the Christmas collection of Wynn Morris, WRFL's second program director. And
Music director. You were program director.
I was program director. Thank you.
It's a long time ago.
It was. a Trivial Thursdays tradition at this point. I do see that I want to tell you about the UK's Big Blue Pantry serves UK students facing hunger or food insecurity. Any UK student with a valid ID is eligible to receive non-perishable goods from the pantry. which welcomes donations from the community and is open 5 days a week in the basement of Whitehall Classroom Building next to the post office. For more information on suggested donations, hours, and information on getting involved, visit ukcco.org/bigbluepantry or email bigbluepantry@gmail.com. Good time of year to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's see. So, Wynn, is this what we're listening to? Is this typical of the soundtrack around your house this time of year?
No, actually, yeah. Last night I was I thought being sort of quiet, like listening to some stuff, and got a text from within my house that said, "I'm going to the attic." So, yeah.
Someone's going to the attic to get, you were told to go
away.
To the attic?
No, or just they to said get they're... away. There are kittens in the attic, so there's that too. Okay. But yeah.
So your house of music lovers.
There's some stuff I will listen to on a regular basis, but a lot of it, it's just more fun to sort of just discover and dig around and kind of get ready for something like this. I mean, there is definitely, you know, nice, you know, you put Christmas music on while you're decorating the tree and stuff, but you go back to Phil Spector and some of those kind of things that
we've really done it several times. Yeah. So are you listening to Christmas music at home during this holiday season?
No.
Well,
all the best of the year lists are coming out. I'm discovering all these great new metal bands. So
wow,
it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I guess everyone should check out. I think it's Veins are really good. And the Yob record, the Yob record is excellent.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I'm busy listening to Christmas music.
Yeah. It's. I mean, we listen to some. The Rotary Connection is a classic favorite of mine. Peace is that record. It's like
is that the blip hop thing?
No, it's a kind of super group that formed at Chess Records. It's kind of like there was Sly and the Family Stone and all those bands are doing so well, and Rufus and whatnot, the kind of rock funk kind of thing. But Minnie Riperton sings for them.
Okay,
and they have actually a couple of regular records, and then this one Christmas record called Peace that is.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, there's no, we don't have a Funkadelic or a Sly Stone Christmas record, and this one we'll have to do.
Okay.
Maybe we'll play some later.
Okay.
But what I've got kind of coming up here next is, one, I do have another little theme kind of coming up, but after this first one, Claudine Longer, who, goes
one
way
of my
back.
Favorite. Tragic flaw celebrities.
Right. I found out last night that she has a second Christmas song. She has one called Snow that's really beautiful and kind of cool or whatever, but she has a one that I didn't know existed that has just the greatest, like, Claudine Longer title ever. It's like, I don't intend to spend Christmas without you. So I'm going to play that. And then one of the things I always find is that kind of not always one-hit bands, in the case of Earth, Wind, and Fire, for example, but people, as your careers sort of change throughout the years, musicians, they will decide to make their biggest hit songs into Christmas songs.
Oh, you mean just replace the words?
Just replace the words or do different things. And some of them work phenomenally well, but I found for the first time that apparently, and after the Claudine Longer song, you find out basically that Santa and Jenny have the same phone number.
Tommy Two-Tone, we're gonna hear from?
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna let this roll, start off with Claudine, and then some crass marketing genius.
Best wishes to her former boyfriend, Skier.
Yeah, exactly.
I always thought he was saying on and on and on, but it's actually something different.
Just odd, is it?
Yeah, and I just, couldn't he replace it with some holiday word or something? Maurice.
or ho, ho, ho's.
Maurice White and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, December, and it says here very, very clearly, based on September, just so we know.
That was for rights and royalty reasons.
Yeah, exactly. the whole Earth, Wind, and Fire, they have a whole Christmas record, and it's not bad. It's some of it's kind of late period stuff. There's actually one that is from the Cleveland Show. That's really kind of awful. But
the Cleveland Show, with the head writer being a former WRFL and Cut Corner person, Aaron Lee.
Oh, Aaron. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's, oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Aaron. Before that, Pilot with It's Christmas.
Destroying. In two instances of destroying two of my favorite songs in the world. Thank
so
you.
It's Magic, the original It's Magic. It's Magic.
That's
Tommy
Two
Tone.
Dying.
Yeah. Tommy Two Tone before that with Santa. It's, they haven't heard Santa. I think Santa's phone number is now 867-5309. Mm-hmm. Although they don't say that in the song.
They
he,
don't.
He doesn't say that. But
he doesn't even bother with the Santa number.
So it's the area code issue.
The remake of a maybe true one-hit wonder. Do you know where Tommy Two Tone was from?
Someone is his biggest fan out there. I'm sure they can put it together for us. Wherever he's originally from.
There's a blog.
Like who's the guy from Pittsburgh? Never mind. I'm going to get in trouble. There's a guy, Donnie Iris. Donnie Iris is like a god, I think, in Pittsburgh. Anyway, before that, Claudine Longet with I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You. We've got, an hour and 9 or 10 more minutes left of Christmas music, and we're going to make the best of it,
this
I think.
This is Trivial Thursdays on WRFL. Wynn Morris is here. We're doing Wynn's Messed Up Christmas Show, as we do every year.
Right.
Next week, by the way, Tom Eblen will be here for another holiday tradition where we call it Look Back Lex, where we, kind of take a look back at the year and what happened in Lexington. And in this case, we try to avoid the national train wreck and just look at this.
There's probably enough here at home to review.
I think
keep it
Tom and I were talking about it the other day, and, Lexington continues, at least through the last year, to exist in kind of a wonderful bubble. So there's a lot of good things happening here. So
like WRFL.
Indeed. So,
cool. I'll tune in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is there a podcast I can listen to later?
Like a time shift? Robots are supposed to make the podcast, and I have no control over it.
I have a robot song I'm playing later.
But good.
Just speaking of robots.
I'm glad. What's Christmas without robots?
Exactly. So I was digging around, discovering new stuff, despite all the years of sort of collecting. It's like I said, it's really fun to kind of find stuff you didn't know exist. And people just have no qualms, apparently, about just recording Christmas songs. There's so much stuff out there.
Yeah.
So much stuff. And I came across this one, like the 12 Days of Christmas can be so hard to take because it just goes on so long.
I did have to take a deep breath when you said that.
Yeah, so, I won't say this is the only version of this we'll play.
No, you will. I will.
Yeah. But but this is this. The
is
best.
There, are can, we breaking with tradition here this year?
The best I can say, no, probably not. The album cover, you have this group is called Pelle K, P-E-L-L-E-K. And most of what they seem to do, and it's probably one dude, like a lot of these things, are like video game music, like, as if played by like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra or something. This stuff is big. And in this case, I'm playing a Krampus song after that, a little more noisy stuff. And then we'll shift gears again. But this one, the best way I can think of this is 12 Days of Christmas. And if you've been to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you should do it once because it's like everything you ever saw, like in the 70s and like arena rock, all crammed into one show. And like big Broadway shows and everything. It's just like the whole time there's fire and there's smoke and there's fog and there's lasers and there's snow. And, there's
endlessly epic kind of instrumental Christmas music, right?
Yeah, well, there's some vocals and stuff, too. They have to have all this stuff. But anyway, if you kind of like think in
just
terms
really
of
dramatic, it's
very,
super
very dramatic. And this song, this version of 12 Days of Christmas is someone who obviously thought that Trans-Siberian Orchestra tends to hold back a bit. So here goes. There's a lot going on in that song.
Man. So the danger, nobody wants to get dragged by the Krampus, is that what they say?
Right.
Okay.
So don't be naughty.
Right.
Be good this Christmas.
Because that's what will happen.
Or you will be dragged by the Krampus.
Okay.
That was Lacuna Coil. I don't know a whole lot about them except for I usually don't care for them. But that song sort of delivers on all cylinders for me. So
this is Trivial Thursdays, the holiday, the Wynn Morris Messed Up Christmas edition.
It's half over,
right? I saw this just moment of just pain.
Relief.
That's not what I saw.
I mean, it's fun.
So what did you, before that, you heard, you had?
Oh, I don't know if it's Pelleke or Pellick, P-E-L-L-E-K. The album cover you have to see if you look up, it's Santa riding a dragon over like a snowy landscape. Which is kind of awesome.
Next year we'll try to have a stream of the album covers coming through.
Yeah, exactly. So that was 12 Days of Christmas done like definitely to 11, if not beyond, if not 12 or 13.
Man.
Yeah, just like we're going to do this, so let's just cram it. Let's do it all. Let's do everything in one song. So we got, just about another hour of holiday cheer that we're bringing your way.
Right.
I've got just some, again, we're going to go a bit random. But one of the things I discovered, which is really fun, if you use, Spotify or some of those, streaming services, if you know, it used to be really complicated if you wanted like a 7-inch cut with a birthday song or a Christmas song with your name on it.
Okay.
Kind of like to go with your license plate or snow globe or whatever that you get in Myrtle Beach.
You're talking about, I don't know what the name of this is, but like vanity songs?
Yeah. Is that what it would be? It would be the same song, except it would just be insert name here.
Or you would pay a little bit of money. And someone would take this kind of already made song and plug your name into it.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. So now they're all online, pre-done. So if you just kind of this, it's basically just the same song, and they'll put names or in this case states and places into in this case Christmas songs. But there's a whole bunch of happy birthday ones, and it's just like there's so many, they're in clusters of the alphabet.
Really? Yeah. So this, like on Spotify, this is a vein that you can mine kind of.
Oh yeah, all these. Yeah. So if you're looking for like birthday, happy birthday Mick,
Kevin Scott,
not Annabelle, Wynn, but I've learned not to get over that.
Oh my
a long
god
time
that's
ago.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's the most amazing thing I've learned in a long
time. Yeah.
And so you can just sit there and just cycle through. This is all right now, all on Spotify.
Like right now.
Daniel, Jennifer.
Everybody. Everybody. If you've been good this Christmas. So, yeah, it's sort of fun. And I got to it. This is the kind of thing where, when I was searching on a lot of Christmas music and then went down this sort of rabbit hole of this sort of thing. So anyway,
now hold on. I've got to do a little business here. Yeah. So we'll be right back after these messages, and then Wynn's itchy finger is going to play some more of his.
And then I have like some robot stuff, and
robot Christmas,
some kind of banging techno that I don't know what kind it is.
We're going to delve more into the Christmas music collection of Wynn Morris. Right here on Trivial Thursdays on WRFL Lexington, right after this. So stick around. There's more to come. We're on Facebook Live if you like to watch two middle-aged guys playing music, or WRFL.fm.
Am I slouching? I'm not slouch. This is slouching.
Right.
I'm trying to sit up for the radio.
Right. Well, you keep working on that. Thanks. We'll be back.
Support for WRFL is provided.
If you're hearing this, that means podcast advertising works. WRFL is now accepting new applications for advertising in a selection of our original podcast series. If you or someone you know owns a business in Central Kentucky and would be interested in advertising on WRFL's original podcasts, please email development@wrfl.fm.
Actually, he's already here.
Yeah,
he's already arrived.
Huh?
We were.
That was just.
God. Well, I'm sorry. What?
I don't know what that style of like dance music is called. Someone does, and actually, we should check that. What was the site that has all the
all
noise?
Sounds all sounds or something. Every noise.
Every noise. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of great because it's just so relentless.
Relentless is the right word.
Relentless.
Yeah.
Before that, Devo with Mary Something to You. Before that, another new thing I found, new to me, the Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra. And it's actually a dude, usually like with a doctor's, white doctor's jacket on, which just would make sense, I guess, playing keyboard and whatnot. And his vocalist is a robot.
Yes.
And they have a whole Christmas album. And two other albums as well, mostly songs about shopping and stuff.
Do they tour?
And, well, I saw some live footage. There's live footage of them. So.
Yeah.
And before that, for all occasions, Merry Christmas, Kentucky. You want to send your loved one a special personalized Christmas greeting, you can send them that one.
And the act there is called For All Occasions, by the way, right?
Something, yeah, it's just like, yeah, from I through K.
And this is something
if that gives you some idea of how many names and places are on. They have birthdays.
This is something.
As well.
This is something he found through Spotify, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's been a I'm looking forward to not doing this for a while.
Okay.
Because that's been it's kind of taken up some of my valuable time. Could be feeding monkeys.
Wynn Morris is here spending his valuable time walking us through, dragging us through like Krampus, dragging like Krampus through his collection of Christmas music for the annual Wynn Morris's Messed Up Christmas Show here on Trivial Thursdays. Underway, halfway, more than halfway. We're going till 9.
Yeah.
Coming up at 9 is Amy Goodman and Democracy Now, but we've still got 40 minutes worth of peculiar Christmas music
indeed
to play for you.
What are you seeing out the window?
I saw someone I knew walk by. Well, I love we have windows now.
I know. Yeah, this is my first real time in the new studio. And
if you're driving down Limestone when you're across from the parking structure before you get to Euclid, and if you look over to your right, WRFL Studios are there. We can see you. You may not see us.
That's right. So give a wave.
So
do you have something?
We're going to have a moment here because our dear friend and patron of the show and all around Mr. Awesome, Derek Wingfield, made up for my error of not bringing the Ace Magazine Holiday Party CD in. This was a record that Ace Magazine, now known as Ace Weekly, made in... I'm not sure what year. It was a long time ago.
It was some years back.
And it just is so sturdy. It holds up so well. And I'm so happy to have a copy of it, but I didn't bring it with me and I forgot. It's all Lexington bands doing Christmas songs. There's just this really great kind of collection of Lexington bands doing Christmas songs.
Yes.
There's Paul Kay is on there. The Prayers are on there. Tail Dragger is on there. Malachi, Art Gecko, Catawampus Universe, all these sort of
bands. Paul K, did you say Paul K?
Paul K is on there, yeah. So, and then this Rabbi Fieber track, Lawrence Tarpey's outfit.
Right.
And,
Since Derek was nice enough to send it to us, I'll follow it up with something special for, Dr. Sousa.
Fantastic.
There you go.
I think it's a good idea. So very happy to get to share this, a little bit of Lexington Christmas from the vintage and treasured Ace Magazine Holiday Party CD. This is Rabbi Fieber. And we will, let's see. It will be Rabbi Fieber. I'm sure of it. Any moment now it will be. There we go. Okay, let's try this again. So we three kings. There we go.
Ching, 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 ching.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, we should have ended with that. Now it's all... Anyway, that was Pledge Drive with Christmas Rhapsody, which was like 10 times better than it actually needed to be.
It really, yeah. That's what... those guys loved working on that. And that was like... it sounds like it was conceived over many laughing tears and many beers, basically.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, no,
and lots of
right.
notes and stuff. And like, no, and we can, and we can, and
well,
we
you
can
say, yeah, no, wait.
I love is like, so something like that, there's so much work that goes into it. And then the last question with no like no one thought about it, was like, oh crap, we need a name. What should we call ourselves?
Pledge Drive.
How about Pledge Drive?
I have no idea where it came from, but again, that's what happens when you're, you know, kind of drinking mezcal and surfing the internet. So what do we hear before that? Oh, it's like the University of Washington marching band.
Yeah,
have a whole Christmas album, but they do several classic Rankin Bass tunes.
Right.
That I threw out there for Derek Wingfield. Dr. Sousa.
And I would be remiss not to point out, as Dr. Sousa would have me point out, that March Madness Marching Band here in Lexington actually plays the Heat Miser, Snow Miser theme.
Well, and our friend Joe Gatton posted on Facebook that he's been told that he looks like the Heat Miser. And I can't argue with him. And before that, we heard Rabbi Fieber from the Ace Magazine Holiday
Party. Yeah. Rabbi Fieber with We Three Kings.
Oh, there's a cough button we have now. RFL has cough buttons.
If you push it, you'll cough.
Yeah, but I'm too far away from the thing. So, yeah, it makes a little cough sound. Yeah. So anyway, we've got now just this. It does fly by. I don't know about for you out there, but it does tend to sort of fly by. So I think we're kind of going into the random, like really random part.
Really, this is the part where you just like really pick out the real, shining gems,
creme.
The crescendo.
Should we do another Facebook poll if we should play the Twin Peaks cast, 12 Days of Christmas?
Right.
If you haven't heard it,
we are. The show's on Facebook Live. You can see it on my Facebook page, Mick Jeffries or Wynn Morris's, or on the Trivial Thursdays page. Yeah, if you want to cast your vote, that's how we wound up playing. What?
The Christmas Rhapsody.
That's right. So it is a tradition for us to play the Twin Peaks 12 Days of Christmas. It's simultaneously cryingly hilarious and insufferable.
Yeah.
At the same time.
So what do you say?
We'll have a vote.
Maybe we should just do it.
It sounds like you're just going to do it.
Let's see. What do we got? You know, I say let's do it.
It looks like you're going to. Are you going to do it or what?
There's a little, if you've heard of, I guess it's Jarek Bischoff. He is a musician who has, apparently he's in like a whole bunch of various bands and that sort of thing. And he's, I guess, at times a member of Juju, who released an album of all Twin Peaks music a couple of years ago. The Twin Peaks, the David Lynch TV series that was sort of revitalized about 2 years ago with season 3 at last.
Right. 20 years later.
Yeah. And it was wonderful, I have to say. But the music to Twin Peaks is a very important part of the whole setup and all that. So I'm actually going to intro the 12 Days of Christmas, which was done at K-Rock back the first run of Twin Peaks with the cast of Twin Peaks doing 12 Days of Christmas. It'll either be hilarious to you or you will have no idea what's going on.
Also, before you do, I want to mention that there's a resounding vote of yes to play this from Joe Gatton.
There you go, Joe. Heat Miser. He's too much. Anyway, so this Jarek Bischoff, he put out an EP last year called Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire Walk with Me. And so I'm going to kind of start with his version of White Christmas, then we'll go into the rest. So.
All right, hold on. It gets worse.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Here goes. Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, Mick.
I'm dancing.
Little Hanukkah dancing fever.
Machine. Yeah.
That was the, what was that? Oh, the Mama Dhoni Band.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah. My favorite Christmas songs.
For our Jewish friends out there, that's actually, they have a whole album of...
I'm glad.
Of Hanukkah songs brought into now. With the groovy disco backing.
Mm-hmm.
Before that
wasn't recorded in 1979.
I have no idea when that was recorded. It's probably more recently than we would like to think.
Hmm.
Before that, 12 Days of Christmas with the cast of Twin Peaks.
A show favorite, as indicated by the lighting up of the Facebook Live feed.
Yeah. And actually, yeah, it's kind of amazing that it exists. So,
a body dead wrapped in plastic somehow just gets funnier and funnier every single time.
We visited the site where the body was found dead, wrapped in plastic.
Of course she did.
Not long ago. That was pretty cool. And before that, Jarek Bischoff with White Christmas, just one of several Twin Peaksified Christmas songs on his EP. Chestnuts Roasting on a Fire, Open Fire, Walk With Me, which I thought was funny.
I thought it was lovely.
So we're like, we could do this all day.
Or we could talk about doing it all day and waste time.
That's right. That's right. But we've had a request that I feel compelled to fill as well.
This is another kind of.
Do we have like business to attend to?
We'll do that, and then your song will play.
All right. That sounds great.
So stick around. This is Wynn Morris's Messed Up Christmas Show. Wynn Morris is almost here. I know. And so we've got just about 10 minutes left. We're going to be back with a few more wonderfully weird Christmas songs.
And then it's up to you. You can go out and search and find. Just like if you go like online and just type Christmas and then some other word. And you'll find hundreds of amazing things to listen to and drop by CD Central or Pops or any such place that has music and crate dig there and find some awesome stuff and have fun with it.
Now, coming up after the messages here, a special Christmas wish, right?
Billy's Christmas wish. Right.
We'll be back.
Right.
Get your hankies.
Yep.
This portion of WRFL's programming.
That was, we're almost done. That was The Christmas Tree That Ran Away for Donna Eisen, who came to us the other night. Mitchell Keeson, the director of the documentary Jingle Bell Rocks, and me, neither of us had heard of the song or could confirm that its existence. Finally, my son took about 30 seconds and Googled it, and we found it.
Imagine the son of Wynn Morris.
Yeah.
He's like out discoed you several times now. Probably all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And before that was Billy's Christmas Wish to steal your joy right here at the end of our Christmas show. We're done. We're done. So
it makes me super sad. But I do believe Democracy Now! Is coming right around the corner here. There it is, in fact.
She's there.
We got to go. This has been Trivial Thursday's Wynn Morris's Messed Up Christmas Edition here on WRFL Lexington. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great holiday season.
Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Catch you next time.
And Phyllis Bennis of the Institute for Policy Studies. Then we look at the growing scandal.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm. And, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.